Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. We're going to be talking about how to stop an unwanted behavior. Whether that unwanted behavior is snacking or binge eating or eating at night, hitting snooze, not following your budget, that is something that comes up a lot. How do I get myself to stop? I don't want to do this anymore. I know what I could do instead, but it seems like I choose it anyway, and only after the fact does my rational brain show up to be like, hey, you shouldn't have done that. I want to talk about a specific strategy for stopping an unwanted behavior. Before we get into that, though, two things. First thing, I want to talk about what I'm giving away today. I don't know that I've ever given this away, and it is one of the most in-demand items in my house right now, especially if you ask my two-year-old, Roman. I'm going to give away Kids Mood. Kids Mood is an all-natural mood support supplement. I think one of the reason that Roman loves it so much is because its delivery is like a pixie stick. Now, he's 2.5. If you had an older kid, they could shoot it right out of the packet. But I put it in a little measuring cup for him, and he loves kind of treating it like Fun Dip. I don't know if you're an 80s or older child like me, but Fun Dip was this like little sugar packets that came with a sugar stick, and you would lick the stick and put it in the sugar and then eat the powder off the stick. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it. But Roman will eat it like that right off of his finger. Sometimes he'll just put his tongue right in the measuring cup, and he loves it. He asks all the time, pixie stick, can I have a pixie stick? I'd like a pixie stick, Mom. And I feel good about it because he feels like he's getting candy. And I know he's not getting candy. I know that he is getting a blend of totally natural ingredients that support mood, calmness, focus, positivity. If you are a parent and you have not done the research on saffron extract, saffron is what makes saffron rice that bright yellow color. There is so much research on attention and attention disorders and saffron. Now, Roman is 2 and doesn't have ADD or ADHD or anything like that. But heck, I take Kids Mood primarily because I think it's like just a really delicious sweet treat. But Roman loves it, and it has an adaptogen effect. Adaptogens help our body respond to different stressors. And when you're a kid, there's a lot of stressors. They might not be the same as adult stressors, but for my 2-year-old, he gets worked up a lot when his 1-year-old sisters take his cars, or we tell him he can't do something, or it's time to put shoes on, or it's time to go to bed. And so there's a lot of stress happening in the lives of kids relative to their capacity to handle it. So I like knowing that if he asks for something sweet, I can give him something sweet. He thinks he's getting candy. I know he's not. Win, 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 win. Plus, the science behind it is absolutely solid. It's all natural. I'll put the link in the show description, but I'm also going to announce the winner at the end of today's episode. All you have to do to be eligible to win is leave a review of this podcast or any episode of this podcast on whatever app you listen. With that said, before we get into how to stop an unwanted behavior, I want to make sure, especially if this is a topic that you are interested in, I want to be certain that you are registered for my upcoming free training. I am doing a brand new free training, something that you have not heard about on the podcast before. I want to do it live because I want to be there to make sure all of your questions are answered, that you understand how to apply this to your life. It's a 4-part framework for getting consistent and overcoming all or nothing thinking. That is absolutely tied to what we are talking about today. The training is going to be Thursday, March 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern time. You do have to be registered. It is totally free. It is completely live. And you can go to primalpotential.com/March to register, like the month. primalpotential.com/March. And I'll put that link in the show description. Or if for some reason you can't find it, just message me. We'll get you hooked up. But I really want you to be there live. This is going to be a very important training that I know is going to really be a catalyst for people getting unstuck. I also have a special prize for everybody who is there live that you can only get if you are there live. And I have some very exciting announcements that I have been waiting to share until we are live together. So again, primalpotential.com/March to register. I'll put that link in the show description. Mark your calendar now so that you can clear whatever is there, so that you can hold that time and join me live 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday, March 21st. Okay. If you were my friend in real life, isn't it fascinating how we can feel like we know people that we've never met before? I love that about social media and podcasts, but I also think it's kind of weird because I really find myself thinking that these people that I listen to, We're like buddies, you know, but if I ran into him in the street, they wouldn't have a darn clue in the world who I am. Anyway, if you were my friend in real life, we were hanging out together, we were texting or FaceTiming or talking on the phone, chances are we'd talk a lot about kids. I've got mom friends, especially mom friends who have multiple toddlers, or I've got a couple of mom friends who have twins and, you know, they're young. Something that comes up, somebody inevitably says, I've got to stop yelling at my kids. I want to stop. I know what to do instead. Intellectually, I know that I don't need to yell, but in the heat of the moment, I do it. And then afterwards, I feel like, ah, why did I do that again? Why didn't I take a minute? Why didn't I approach it differently? And even if you don't have kids or you don't have young kids and you've never, or maybe you're just a saint and you've never yelled at your kids. Me too, I promise. No, not kidding. I've probably yelled at my kids already today. But you've probably felt that in something else. Like, I want to stop overeating, or I want to stop drinking, or I want to eat less sugar. And I know what I could or I should or I can do instead. But things seem to happen so fast. And then I just make the choice that I'm used to making almost as if I didn't even think about it, but I was thinking. And then afterwards, I'm like, why did I do that? And it's a cycle. For you, it could be hitting snooze in the morning. You know you don't want to. You understand what's on the line. Every single night you're telling yourself, I'm not going to hit snooze. I'm going to get up. I'm going to get these things done. And then sure enough, you hit snooze. And only afterwards are you like, really? Again? Maybe for you, it's spending on a budget and you want to stop overspending. Stop blowing the budget. You know what to do. You've had the plan, but you don't execute. And afterwards, you're feeling down about it. So if you were my friend in real life and we were texting each other or we were sitting down over coffee, here's what I would likely tell you. It doesn't start with stopping. It starts with starting. So when I was sitting down with my girlfriend and she's like, I gotta stop yelling at my kids. I'm really struggling to stop. I react and I yell. And seconds later, I'm telling myself, why did I do that? It doesn't start with stopping yelling. It starts with starting something different. It doesn't start with stopping. And the thing to start is going to be different for every single situation. But as she and I were talking about it, I said, you know, maybe it starts with intentional one-on-one time outside of the house or in a different situation. Maybe taking the kid every single day up to their room where there's no other kids demanding your attention. Even if you're not going to the park, even if you're not going to the library, even if you're not going on a play date or out to lunch, you're going to take 15 minutes and play one-on-one in a different setting, outside, in their room, in your room. Or maybe the thing to start is praising their positive behavior. Or maybe the thing to start is praying out loud with them every single day. Start with starting. So if it was you and you said, I want to stop snacking, I would tell you, start with starting. And as with my girlfriend, what you decide to start depends on your goals and your patterns and your preferences. But maybe you start writing down everything you eat, or maybe you start adding in more protein. Maybe you start adding in more veggies or more movement. Stopping something that is ingrained isn't just about the behavior. It's not just about the yelling. Do I yell or not yell? Do I snack or do I not snack? Stopping something that is ingrained is about not just pattern, but cues leading up to it, your emotional state when you make the decision, even if it doesn't feel like a conscious decision for that behavior. There's so many things involved with that thing you're trying to stop. We've got to chip away at it. And I think a lot of people get discouraged because they're just trying to stop the behavior, trying to stop the behavior, trying to stop the behavior. And so they have failure after disappointment, after failure, perceived failure, of course. And then they believe that they can't, or that it's too hard or that they don't know how. So I want to encourage you to start with starting. If you want to stop hitting snooze, instead of having the focus be on, I don't want to hit snooze, start using the first 5 minutes that you're awake a little bit better. Maybe instead of picking up your phone and scrolling for 5 minutes, you're going to do 5 minutes of deep breathing or 5 minutes of prayer or 5 minutes of writing about your goals or 5 minutes of stretching before you get up. Nothing to do with whether or not you hit snooze, right? Whether you get up with your alarm or you hit snooze 75 times, the thing you can start is using that first 5 minutes a little differently. Or maybe you start having a phone curfew. No matter what time you go to bed, you have a phone curfew, and you'd be amazed at how much earlier you go to bed if being on your phone isn't an option. Maybe that's something that you start. If you want to stop overeating, a great one to start is leading with protein at every single meal and snack. Even if you're going to dive headfirst into the bag of chips, have 20 or 30 grams of protein first. Drink the protein shake, have a bowl of Greek yogurt, have the leftover chicken that's in the fridge, and then get into the chips. Don't start with stopping. Start with starting. Again, if this is something that resonates with you in an area where you want to see improvement and an area where you want to make change, please do whatever you need to do to join me for this free training that I have coming up Thursday, March 21st. I'm going to be introducing this four-part framework, four specific steps to walk through to break out of all or nothing thinking and to get consistent. One of the real benefits to being there live is I stay on to make sure that questions are answered, that the concepts are clear, that you understand how to implement it in your own life, which is something that, of course, we can't do on the podcast. So it's Thursday, March 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The link to register is primalpotential.com/March. If you have questions about it, let me know. And there is going to be a really valuable gift given to those who join me live. You have to be there with me live to get this gift. This gift is about $500 worth of value. So if you got to move things around in your schedule to be there live, it's going to be worth it for you. All right. Start with starting. Don't start with stopping. And I'll see you go. Oh, I got to give away the kids' mood. I almost forgot. The winner is TLM727. TLM727. If that is you, you are the winner of Kids Mood. Email me, Elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Within 60 days of this episode airing, let me know that you are the winner for episode 1178 and include your physical mailing address because I will be shipping it to you. I'll put the link to Kids Mood along with a discount code. I'm telling you, it is the biggest win-win in our house because I love that Roman is getting this all-natural adaptogen blend and he thinks that he's getting candy. Win, 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 win. And when I want something sweet, it's a great thing that I go to. I'm not giving it to the twins yet. They're only 1.5, so I feel like they could take in too much powder and end up coughing. And yeah, a little bit older for them. But Roman's 2.5, almost 3, and he loves it. So I'll link that up in the show description. I'll also link up the link for where you go to register for this training that's coming up, primalpotential.com/March. And I will see you tomorrow.